I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Wednesday, August 26th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on an appeal for mail-in ballots that has been filed. Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence speaks tonight at the RNC, and another death row inmate is scheduled for execution in Terre Haute today. But first, demolition of a historic auditorium in Indiana where the Jackson 5 performed has begun to make way for a new housing development. The Times reports that most of the Gary Public Works School's Memorial Auditorium, where many concerts and graduations took place, was destroyed in a 1997 arson in Gary's downtown. A city spokesman, Mike Gonzalez said Tuesday that demolition work of the remaining section of the auditorium began recently and is expected to be completed by a contractor by September 1st. He says that the city's building department issued an emergency demolition order on July 7th. A federal appeals court is asking to make mail-in ballots available for all Indiana voters in this fall's election. The appeal, filed Tuesday by the nonprofit group Indiana Vote by Mail and several voters, comes after a federal judge in Indianapolis on Friday rejected their request for a court order to extend the no-excuse mail-in ballot that Indiana allowed for the spring primary election because of the coronavirus outbreak. Their appeal maintains that Indiana's mail-in voting limits place an unconstitutional burden on those worried about coronavirus exposure but don't meet the state's excuse categories, including being 65 or older or being absent from their home counties on Election Day. Vice President Mike Pence has shown fleeting moments of independence from his boss, but he's never flat-out crossed President Donald Trump, a calculation that could help preserve his own options in 2024. The former Indiana governor speaks tonight to the Republican National Convention in an address that's expected to be heavy on accomplishments. Trump's, not Pence's. The vice president is also expected to deliver a salute to President Abraham Lincoln and hear from ordinary Americans in a display of the good listening skills he honed as a radio show host and as Trump's emissary to Capitol Hill. The only Native American on federal death row is set to die at the United States Penitentiary in Terre Haute for slaying a 9-year-old and her grandmother. Many Navajos are hoping for a last-minute intervention by President Donald Trump to halt the execution scheduled for today. If Lesmond Mitchell is put to death, he'll be the fourth federal inmate executed this year. That would mean the federal government will have carried out more executions in 2020 than the previous 56 years combined. Mitchell, an accomplice, were convicted of killing Tiffany Lee and 63-year-old Alice Slim after Slim offered them a lift on the Arizona portion of the Navajo Nation. Navajo leaders say the execution would violate tribal culture and sovereignty. In sports, the Cubs and the Tigers face off in the rubber match of their 3-game series tonight at 6:10 in Detroit. At 18-11, the Cubs are in first place in the NL Central. The Tigers are in fourth place in the AL Central at 12-16. The White Sox, fresh off of last night's first no-hitter of the pandemic-shortened season, will host Pittsburgh today at 1:10 in the finale of their short 2-game series. At 18-12, the Sox are tied for second place in the AL Central, and the Pirates are in last place in the NL Central at 7-18. The Sox have won 8 of their last 9 games. In the NBA, the Pacers have fired coach Nate McMillan less than 3 weeks after announcing he would keep the job for 2 more years. Team officials made the announcement less than 48 hours after the Pacers suffered their second straight sweep in the first round of the playoffs. McMillan finishes third in team history in wins, going 183-136 in 4 seasons with the Pacers, making the playoffs in each season. But Indiana never reached the second round and endured the first 3 4-game sweeps in the franchise's NBA history. McMillan was just 3-16 with Indiana in the postseason. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 72. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 93. The heat index as high as 98. Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy skies, a low near 72. Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 89. Windy, though, gusts to 20 miles an hour. Friday night for week two, under the lights, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low near 65. For Lakes Republic Radio, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.